You're listening to SBS News.
The Council of Australian Governments, commonly known as COAG, has been a staple of Australian politics for years. It's a meeting of state, federal and territory leaders where there's much debate and discussion, and often much disappointment from state premiers when they leave empty-handed after a federal rebuff for extra funding requests. But now, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison has officially announced COAG's demise after a meeting of the body that will replace it.
COAG is no more. It will be replaced by a completely new system, and that new system is focused on the success that is being yielded by the operation of the National Cabinet. Is the National Cabinet will be driven by a singular agenda, and that is to create jobs. It will have a job-making agenda, and the National Cabinet will drive the reform process between state and federal cooperation to drive jobs.
And in order to create jobs, one of the first moves the federal government wants from the four states with COVID-19 border controls is to lift them. The Prime Minister says the issue was discussed at the meeting, but he's tried to play down any suggestions. He's strong-arming Queensland, South Australia, Western Australia and Tasmania into reopening.
It's preferable to be able to be in a situation where you don't have the borders as soon as possible because obviously, that means that the tourism industries in particular, and particularly with school holidays coming up, might be able to benefit from that travel. So I think we've got to keep the issue in perspective. We don't agree on everything. Not everyone always does. It'd be a bit weird if they did in a democracy.
Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says lifting more restrictions like border controls will only be possible if Australians keep up social distancing measures and good hygiene to continue flattening the COVID-19 curve and avoid a second wave of infections.
That will give us the confidence to look at a staged further progression in the future. But it's very much keeping much of what we're doing at the moment, and really important that the Australian public can embrace these new ways of behaving and interacting and not go silly when we start relaxing.
One of the latest positive cases is a Melbourne student who is part of a cluster of five family members that have coronavirus. As a result, the student's school, Keilor Downs Secondary College in the city's northwest, has been shut down for cleaning. But authorities have ruled out a link with a staff member who tested positive on Friday, because that teacher had no exposure to the school site itself. Seven students from two other schools, St Albans Secondary College and Taylors Lake Secondary College, have had to go into quarantine after attending a vocation education class with the infectious student. Despite this latest case, which follows the shutdown of two schools in Sydney's eastern suburbs during the week, Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says transmission of the virus in schools is rare.
And we haven't seen transmission from students to teachers. If we've seen some cases, it's usually been introduced by adults, often transmitted just to other adults, not to students. So, the risk of transmission from this student to others is there, but I wouldn't expect significant numbers. We certainly haven't seen that in the past associated with school numbers.
The case was one of seven new daily COVID-19 cases reported by Victoria as its testing blitz continues. Premier Daniel Andrews says almost 500,000 have now been conducted in the state since January, but he's expressed concern that too many Victorian workers may be returning to the office.
The message right throughout this week, and indeed for the last 10 weeks, has been if you can work from home, you must work from home. That message changed a little bit this week to indicate to people that for all of June, at least June, and it could go beyond then, if you have been working from home, you must continue to work from home.
While Victoria has been reporting the bulk of new cases in Australia for the past few weeks, Queensland hasn't had many at all, which is why authorities there have been puzzled by the death of a 30-year-old former miner from COVID-19 in the town of Blackwater. Health authorities have been to the town to find anyone who had contact with Nathan Turner, but so far there have been no other positive test results in the town. Investigators are also considering if Mr. Turner's infection is linked to a Rockhampton aged care nurse who had visited the town when she was infectious. Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says authorities are still trying to get the full picture of her Blackwater visit.
So she gave us one story, and then subsequent to that we found out additional information. So we need to try and untangle and sort that through. That's very, very important. But the good news is that no resident in the North Rockhampton Nursing Centre contracted the infection. That is very, very good news.
Meanwhile, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has raised the prospect of keeping JobKeeper in place past its scheduled end date of September. The program subsidises private sector jobs up to $1,500 per week each fortnight for eligible workers in a bid to help businesses keep staff during the COVID-19 shutdown. The head of the Reserve Bank, Philip Lowe, told a Senate committee yesterday it was important fiscal stimulus was not removed too soon as the Australian economy tries to bounce back. Mr. Dutton has now told the Nine Network the government is flexible on this policy.
We want businesses to recover. We want jobs to be at the centre of every decision we make. So I think we're flexible, and we'll look at the way in which we can help businesses and people get back to a normal way of life.
The government had budgeted $130 billion for the scheme, but it has come in $60 billion under budget because of an accounting error. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gareth Borum, SBS News.